Tell me about your parents before you were born. What do you know about them? How did they meet? What kind of personalities and what kind of life did they live before you were here?
Yeah, so I had two parents who were Christian. I grew up in a Christian household. My parents both taught me the word of God. We went to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. And so I also went to a private Christian school from like kindergarten all the way up into high school, you know. And so they really did a good job of growing me up in the faith, you know, training me up as a child in the word. So I knew of Jesus growing up.
What did you know about him? And what did you think of Christianity as a kid?
Well, I mean, I think it, like, as a child, you're growing up in church, you hear about Jesus, you dedicate your life to Christ and all that. So you're like innocent. My parents sheltered me from a lot of things that were going on in the world. I kind of like learned them from, I learned the things of the world being around people who were like in school, who may have been exposed to certain things, you know, like pornography or, you know, things like sex. And I didn't have any access to none of these things. You know, I had parental controls on my phone or iPad and things like that. So my parents did a really good job of sheltering me from the world. But, you know, going to school, being around my peers, that's kind of how I was introduced to the world. But I knew Jesus. I knew of the gospel. I knew that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and all that as a child. But I never really knew him for myself like that.
Right. I'm curious, do you think that them sheltering you like that was a good thing or a bad thing in hindsight? Do you think it helped or that it actually helped you get pushed in the wrong direction later?
Well, I do believe as a Christian, I mean, even now as I'm a parent now, I'm about to have a son, my firstborn son in a month. I believe as Christian parents, we're supposed to protect our kids from the things of the world. Not so much sheltering them and not letting them know about the things of the world, but like, you know, just protecting them from the things that the enemy may want to bring in their lives, such as pornography or different agendas that are out there that are trying to attack the children. Because children's minds are like sponges, you know, and so they absorb so much information. And so it's so easy to influence a child. If it's so easy to influence a child, why not influence them with the word of God? You know,
right.
And so I don't think they did a bad job, but I believe with them sheltering me, it kind of propelled me to go into the world and try to seek, you know, things for myself, especially being around my peers whose parents were not so sheltering, you know.
Right. It's the natural human instinct to want the things that are forbidden. So that's why I was asking the question. And it seems like it kind of did have an impact in that way. When you got older. But the first big part of your story is when you first got introduced to homosexuality. How old were you and what happened?